Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. Throughout the year, we'll discuss plants that can prove toxic to your cats. You'll learn about where they're found, what parts are toxic, and the symptoms to watch for if your kitty comes into contact with it. This is part 3 of that series. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for The Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to The Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. Daffodil. Native to Europe, Northern Africa, Western Asia, and the Mediterranean, daffodils are now popular flowers in gardens and flowerbeds all over the world. They're extremely toxic to cats and many other animals because they contain an alkaloid that triggers vomiting. Eating any part of the plant, especially the bulb, can cause shivering, a drop in blood pressure, seizures, diarrhea, drooling, nausea, skin irritation, rapid heartbeat, stomach pain, labored breathing, and heart arrhythmia. Dahlia. They may be bushy, colorful, and beautiful, but you'll need to keep your kitty away from dahlias. A plant native to Mexico, they're not deadly, but they will definitely cause your pet some problems. We don't know yet what part is toxic, so watch for skin irritation and gastrointestinal symptoms if you think she's eaten any of it. Daisies. Daisies are a common wildflower found natively in temperate European regions. A hardy plant, they're both grown on purpose in flower beds and pop up on their own in lawns. They can cause death in cats, and symptoms manifest quickly. So get her to the vet if she shows signs of vomiting, diarrhea, skin irritations, loss of coordination, drooling, and bloody or black stool, which can be a sign of internal bleeding in the digestive tract. Daylily. A native flower to Eastern Asia, the daylily is very toxic to cats. Like most lilies, your pet need only ingest a little pollen to get sick. So if you think your kitty has gotten into this plant, especially if she starts to hide, don't wait for symptoms to appear. Take her to the vet right away. Your cat may experience GI upset, lethargy, weakness, increased drinking and peeing, cardiac issues, bad breath, incontinence, seizures, and even death. Deadly nightshade. Better known as belladonna and black nightshade, this plant is native to wooded and waste areas in central and southern Eurasia. It's since become naturalized in many parts of the world and is very toxic to any creature that eats it. The alkaloids in it inhibit the nervous system and should be handled immediately. Look for signs of diarrhea, vomiting, loss of appetite, drowsiness, depression, confusion, tremors, weakness, drooling, bloating, jaundice, dilated pupils, difficulty swallowing, slow heartbeat, behavior changes, paralysis of the back legs, and coma. Desert Rose. This thick-stemmed flowering succulent originally popped up in the Arabian Peninsula and sub-Saharan Africa, and is now a popular potted plant. Only the sap is dangerous, and most cats won't touch it because of its bitterness. But because cats are so small, even a tiny amount can prove lethal. Call your emergency vet immediately if you think your pet has chewed on this plant and she shows signs of GI upset, abdominal pain, lethargy, drooling, weakness, dilated pupils, slow or fast heartbeat, low body temperature, tremors, seizure, or collapse. Dock. Native to Europe, the dock plant isn't too picky about where it grows. It's even found in Alaska and all Canadian provinces except Nunavut. Its leaves are toxic and cause the throat to burn, which usually signals animals to stop eating it. But if a cat eats too much, she may experience vomiting, loss of appetite, drooling, skin irritation, lethargy, a weak pulse, depression, and breathing difficulties. Severe poisoning may manifest as loss of muscle control, tremors, and coma. Dog hobble. A broadleaf evergreen shrub, dog hobble is native to the southeast U.S. in very wet places, like ravines and stream banks. Ingesting any part of this plant can produce a life-threatening cardiac response and is a medical emergency. If you know this plant is nearby, watch for nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, nasal discharge, weakness, unstable gait, depression, behavior changes, abdominal pain, low blood pressure, slow heartbeat, blindness, numbness, seizures, paralysis, heart failure, and coma. Dragon tree. Dragon trees are relatively rare plants. They're native to Cape Verde, Morocco, 5 of the 7 Canary Islands, and Madeira in Portugal. Though not deadly, this plant can induce vomiting, drooling, and diarrhea, all of which can lead to dehydration if not treated. Easter lily. This lily originated in the Ryukyu Islands in southern Japan and was introduced to England and America in 1819 and 1880, respectively. Though nice to have around during the holidays, cat parents are strongly discouraged from keeping these plants at all. Even licking just a little bit of the pollen can lead to severe kidney failure. Watch for vomiting, lethargy, and a lack of appetite, and act fast because this plant can be very deadly to kitties. Eastern star. Native to the eastern U.S., this plant typically grows in the wild in dry open woods. A cat only needs to brush against it to experience problems, though symptoms generally aren't life-threatening. Watch for signs of GI upset and skin irritation. English yew. This evergreen tree is found in Europe, Western Asia, and Northern Africa. All animals will experience problems if they ingest some of it, including cats. If you keep it as an ornamental, take your kitty to the vet immediately if you think she chewed on it, as it can be deadly. Keep an eye out for drooling, vomiting, weakness, muscle tremors, seizures, respiratory distress, changes in heart rate and blood pressure, dilated pupils, and coma. Epizoote. Epizoote can be found in southern Mexico, Central America, and South America. These cultures have used it in human food for centuries, but keep it away from your cat. It's very toxic if eaten, so get her to the vet if she starts staggering or vomiting or shows signs of diarrhea, impaired coordination, or cardiac irregularities. Eucalyptus. Native to Australia, a small number of these plants can also be found in New Guinea, Indonesia, and the Philippines. It's also sold to be kept in homes all around the world. Whether dried or fresh, the entire plant is unsafe for cats. Symptoms manifest slowly, so don't wait to see the vet if you think your kitty has eaten some. It can be a fatal mistake. Drooling, seizures, vomiting, diarrhea, and confusion are the most common symptoms. Feather geranium. Also called goosefoot, this weed naturalizes pretty much anywhere. They get their toxicity from their environment and are relatively harmless in small amounts. Still, if your cat eats enough, she can experience GI upset, breathing abnormalities, sleepiness, tremors, poor coordination, seizures, cardiac problems, coma, and even death. Featherbush. This deciduous shrub is native to the southeastern United States. If your cat ingests any of it, symptoms will show up within a few minutes or hours, depending on how much she ate. Watch for drooling, GI upset, dizziness, weakness, twitching, low blood pressure, numbness or prickling in the limbs, and a slow heartbeat. There's lots more to cover, so we'll pick this discussion back up after a quick message. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do, podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I'd prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positiveCatitudeBehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Fig. This edible fruit grows in an area stretching from Asiatic Turkey to northern India and in most of the Mediterranean, and it's sold commercially all over the world. While figs aren't deadly to cats, the fruit, leaves, and sap will cause some irritation. Watch for vomiting, drooling, head shaking, diarrhea, dermatitis, and skin sores. Flamingo flower. Native to Colombia and Ecuador, this plant contains a toxin that creates a reaction so immediate and severe that most kitties are deterred from eating very much of it. Still, she may experience severe mouth and throat ulcers, burning in the mouth, choking, vomiting, drooling, head shaking, throat swelling, a blocked airway, unconsciousness, kidney failure, coma, and even death. Fleabane. Fleabane is native to the eastern half of the U.S., but it's since been introduced across most of North America. If you're growing it in your garden to ward off fleas and your kitty is allowed outside, make sure she stays out of it. It won't kill her, but she will have to deal with mild mouth irritation and GI upset if she chews on it. Florida Beauty. Despite its name, this plant is native to northern Brazil. All parts are toxic to cats and can cause your pet major problems. Watch for dilated pupils, difficulty breathing, GI upset, abdominal pain, drooling, fast heartbeat, depression, poor appetite, weakness, and trouble walking. Foxglove. Foxglove originally hails from Spain and Portugal and has since appeared in the US and Europe as an invasive species. It may be beautiful, but it's just as toxic to us as it is to our pets. Just drinking water from a vase is enough to kill a cat. Watch for vomiting, diarrhea, muscle weakness, and signs of heart failure. Garlic. Garlic is one of the oldest known spices in the world. You'll find it in some form in every cupboard across the world, so make sure your kitty doesn't get into it. Enough of it, whether in one dose or over time, can kill our kitties. If she gets into garlic, she could experience GI upset, fatigue, labored breathing, increased breathing and heart rate, pale gums, and collapse. Geranium. This perennial originally comes from the deciduous woodlands of eastern North America, from southern Ontario south to Georgia, and west to the eastern parts of Oklahoma and the Dakotas. A popular garden flower, your cat could experience a range of symptoms if she eats it, depending on the specific plant's chemical makeup and how much she ingested. Watch for signs of GI upset or, in severe cases, hypothermia, muscle weakness, and impaired coordination. Giant hogweed. This one comes from Central and Southwest Asia and has since been introduced to North America as an ornamental. The sap is highly toxic to a cat's skin and will cause painful burns and even blindness if it touches the eyes. She may also experience sunlight sensitivity, severe sunburn, hair loss, dermatitis, eye inflammation, cloudy corneas, and permanent eye scarring. Gladiolus. Consisting of about 180 corn-bearing plants, Gladiolus is native mainly to South Africa, but also the Mediterranean, the Arabian Peninsula, and northwestern and eastern Africa. Every part of the plant, especially the bulb, will make a cat sick and could even kill her. Depending on how much is eaten, everything from digestive issues to organ dysfunction could manifest. Watch for signs of GI upset, hiding, drooling, dehydration, lethargy, seizures, bloody or dark urine, frequent or inability to urinate, abdominal pain and swelling, jaundice, convulsions, heart murmur, slow or irregular heartbeat, and fainting. Gloriosa lily. This plant is originally from southern Africa and tropical Asia, but now it's also found in many areas of the world, such as Australia, several Pacific islands, and throughout the US. Though not technically a lily, its toxins are still highly damaging to a cat's blood cells and can lead to major multi-organ failure and death. A couple hours after eating it, pets will show signs of symptoms including halitosis, depression, hiding, anorexia, drooling, diarrhea, vomiting, dehydration, redness in the mucous membranes of the eyes, tongue, and mouth, weakness, and seizures. Golden bird's nest. Native to Africa and subtropical areas in Europe and India, this plant does surprisingly well in hot, dry, challenging climates with poor soil. Since it's so easy to care for, many people have chosen to keep it as an indoor plant. Its bitter taste will ward most cats off from chewing on it for very long, but it's still mildly toxic to your kitty. Watch for a loss of appetite, drooling, diarrhea, vomiting, and depression. Golden pathos. This plant originally came from the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. It works well as a house plant, but is illegal to grow outside in many states, except, perhaps unsurprisingly, Florida, because of its invasive nature. The chemicals inside it will cause an almost immediate reaction of mouth pain, vomiting, loss of appetite, drooling, and difficulty swallowing. Grapefruit. The grapefruit is a popular treat around the world. Originally from Barbados, it's also grown in the US, Mexico, China, and Vietnam. Anything citrus generally doesn't agree with your kitty's digestive system, so it's not a good idea to offer her any. If she eats enough of it, it could kill her. She'll also experience depression, weakness, shakes, drooling, GI upset, photosensitivity, and symptoms of liver and kidney failure. Groundsel. Also called Old Man in the Spring, this annual herb is native to Europe and can spring up just about anywhere. Along the roads, landscaping areas, gardens, and pretty much any spot where it's cool, with nutrient-rich cultivated soils. It contains compounds that make it dangerous to many animals, including humans and our kitties. Watch for vomiting, diarrhea, loss of coordination, and signs of liver failure. Hawaiian tea. Despite its name, Hawaiian tea is native to Australia, Asia, Polynesia, and Papua New Guinea. It won't kill a cat, but it could cause several problems, including vomiting, lack of appetite, diarrhea that may be bloody, drooling, dilated pupils, and depression. Hellebore. Most hellebores are native to the mountainous regions of Europe in open oak and beech woodlands and meadows. Some, however, can be found in other areas of the world. It's toxic to many animals, including our kitties, and enough of it may kill them. If she's gotten into this plant, she'll show signs that could include GI upset, drooling, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, cardiac issues, delirium, convulsions, aggressive behavior, paralysis, and collapse. Horse chestnut. Originally found in Southeast Europe, this shade ornamental tree has since been introduced to other parts of Europe as well as North America. The bark, leaves, and flowers can all be fatal if your pet eats any of it. The most common symptoms include severe vomiting and diarrhea, depression or excitement, dilated pupils, coma, convulsions, and difficulty walking. We'll resume this list in a few weeks. In the meantime, I encourage you to research any plants you may be concerned about, and don't be afraid to talk to your vet if you're unsure. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kitten K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kitten Caboodle. Don't forget you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.